This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
This morning on WCHO, an effort by local law enforcement to honor a former officer has prompted an outpouring of support from police officers across the country.
She asked him what he wanted for Christmas and said he wanted the police department. And, of course, that kind of broke all of our hearts.
An investigation continues into a shooting last Tuesday in Hillsboro. And we have just about reached the end of 2014. And as one year ends and a new year begins, we're taking the time to look back on the year that was. These stories and much more. Plus, your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together in WCHL Championship Sports. UNC men's basketball team back on the court tonight to wrap up its non-conference slate and the calendar year 2014 against William and Mary. And
will ESPN please take Lou Holtz off the air?
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning, 8:05 and 38 degrees. I'm Jeff Hamlin, substituting for Ron Stutz on the WCHL morning news. An effort by local law enforcement to honor a former officer has prompted an outpouring of support from police officers across the country. Officer Tom Mitchell was diagnosed with a brain tumor in 2011 and medically retired from the Chapel Hill Police Department after 16 years on the job. Friend and former colleague Officer Eric Dolan says the tumor has robbed Mitchell of his short-term memory, but not his love of the job.
Tom suffers from some confusion sometimes, still believes he's in law enforcement even though he has to medically retire. He gets up and puts his uniform on to go to work, and his mother has to tell him that you have the day off.
This month, after several medical setbacks, Mitchell was placed into hospice care. His mother told friends and family Mitchell had one request.
She asked him what he wanted for Christmas, and he said he wanted the police department. And, of course, that kind of broke all of our hearts.
Dolan put out a statewide call to find a way to make Mitchell's wish come true.
I thought to myself, how do we grant Tom the wish of giving him, quote, the police department for Christmas? And basically asked everybody in the state of North Carolina, all 100 counties, that they would share with Tom something that is representative of the word family or something that represents their commitment to service in their communities.
He says the response has been overwhelming. The department has received everything from patches and badges to blankets, helmets, and handcuff keys. As the donations continue to pour in, word has spread across the country, and that has prompted law enforcement officials from across the United States to send in mementos for Officer Mitchell. Dolan says the family is honored by the outpouring of love.
They are just really honored and speechless. There's just not words that can explain what that type of support means to a family that's really struggling with the things that the Mitchell family is struggling with.
Mitchell joined the Chapel Hill Police Department in 1995. Dolan was sworn in about 2 years later. He describes Mitchell as someone with a giant heart who's always among the first to make anyone feel welcome. The police department is still collecting items, and Dolan says that officers will likely make multiple deliveries to the family in the coming days. An investigation is ongoing into a shooting last Tuesday in Hillsboro. WCHL's Blake Hodge has the latest.
A shooting was reported in Hillsboro on the afternoon of Tuesday, December 23rd. Lieutenant Davis Trimmer with the Hillsboro Police Department explains.
We had a shooting incident that occurred on Torrain Street in Hillsboro. And what we know so far is that several shots were fired and three people were injured as a result of the shooting.
Lieutenant Trimmer says that all of the victims received medical attention for their wounds at Duke University Medical Center.
Two were slightly injured. They were treated and released from the hospital. And I believe that the third one was treated at the hospital and released either the next day or the day after.
Lieutenant Trimmer adds that they are still looking into the details of the incident at this time.
We're still trying to run down exactly what it was that occurred in this incident. And the three that were injured, it's possible that there was more than them involved. But at this point, we think that those were the only ones involved.
The police department is still following several tips in the case as well, according to Lieutenant Tremmer.
We have some leads that we're exploring in this and some idea of who might have been involved, but the investigation is definitely ongoing.
And if you have any information that would be helpful to the Hillsboro Police Department in their investigation into the shooting from the afternoon of December 23rd that left three victims wounded, please contact law enforcement. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
We have just about reached the end of 2014, and as one year ends and a new year begins, we're taking the time to look back on the year that was. For the next 2 weeks, as part of our annual WCHL Year in Review, we'll be counting down the top 10 news stories and the top 10 newsmakers of 2014 here in our local community. Continuing today with the number 9 news story, the year 2014 saw the worst outbreak of Ebola that the world has ever seen. As the deadly virus spread through parts of West Africa and beyond, members of the UNC community rallied to help. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more.
Dr. William Fisher is a pulmonary and critical care physician at UNC Hospitals. He traveled to Guinea in May with the World Health Organization to help battle Ebola. In the 3.5 weeks Dr. Fisher spent there, he encountered between 30 and 50 patients suffering from the virus. Only 7 survived.
One of the most difficult things about Ebola is that it doesn't just kill people, but it wipes out their families.
The disease flourished in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. A handful of cases also spread to Nigeria, Mali, Senegal, Spain, and the United States. Again, Dr. Fisher.
You know, increasingly we're becoming a much more interconnected world, and people are much more mobile. And that mobility is sustaining this epidemic.
Concerns that international travel could spread Ebola even farther prompted reaction from state and federal agencies as well as local authorities. In October, UNC administrators announced that students would be prohibited from visiting the three West African countries affected by the Ebola outbreak, while faculty and staff must get permission from university officials before travel to those countries. Meanwhile, Orange County Emergency Services officials took steps to protect the public in the unlikely event Ebola emerged here. Here's Emergency Services Director Jim Groves.
We're being as proactive as we can. We're not going to limit our response to take care of the public. Everything that we're doing right here is just to be prepared.
In addition to sending medical resources to West Africa, UNC researchers stepped up with information technology as well. In November, the WiderNet project launched an Ebola Emergency Response Library initiative, featuring resources to help stop the spread of the disease in a format that can easily be shared. While Ebola has dropped from the news headlines in recent weeks, the outbreak is still raging in Liberia and Sierra Leone. Health workers like Dr. Fisher continue to call on the world to do more.
I don't see this ending anytime soon, unfortunately, and I do think that we are going to have to dedicate, and we should dedicate, a tremendous amount of resources, both from a material perspective as well as from a human infrastructure perspective, in order to stop this outbreak before it gets even worse.
Since the outbreak began in March, the epidemic has infected 17,000 people and killed more than 6,300 to date. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Now to our number 9 newsmaker in our WCHL Year in Review. A beloved Hillsboro landmark has fallen into disrepair, and in 2014, its owner asked the town for permission to demolish it. Citizens rallied against that idea, and the Colonial Inn remains standing in shabby condition while stakeholders debate its future. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more on our number 9 newsmaker, the owner of the Colonial Inn, businessman Francis Henry.
Henry told members of the Historic District Commission at an August 6th town barn meeting that he wasn't necessarily planning to tear down the 176-year-old Colonial Inn. He said he just wanted the town of Hillsboro to make the option available to him.
This application is based on the belief that I have that a homeowner has certain rights.
But the 30 citizens who packed the town barn and the 100 who demonstrated outside on the lawn before the meeting had other ideas, represented by this remark by Hillsboro District Commission Chair Mark Bell, who recused himself from voting that night because he'd been involved in 4 unsuccessful offers to buy the inn from Henry.
I encourage the HCC to deny the application to demolish this historic structure. Grassy lot means nothing to Hillsboro. The preservation of the Colonial Inn means everything.
The 2-story Colonial Inn on West King Street was built in 1838 to accommodate travelers. It remained open for decades. Many living residents of Hillsboro, past and current, have fond memories of Sunday dinners there, or of parties and wedding receptions. Henry bought the property at auction in 2001. Since then, he and the town of Hillsborough have waged a back-and-forth legal battle over the upkeep of the deteriorating building. Here's town of Hillsborough planner Stephanie Trueblood.
It's a very important building in Hillsborough. It's got a very long and significant history in this town, and the Historic District Commission has the authority under state statute to deny a demolition request for that building.
Francis E. Henry is notoriously reluctant to speak to the media. The UNC graduate, who lettered in Tar Heels soccer from 1964 to 1966, has donated generously to UNC athletics over the years, and the school's lacrosse and field hockey stadium bears his name. As writer Bob Burtman reported in an August issue of the Independent Weekly, Henry has been sued several times. Plaintiffs include an ex-landlord, former partners in the now-defunct Rathskeller off Franklin Street, and a fraternity that sold him the historic Martin Day House in Chapel Hill. All of the litigants Henry owed the money. Henry's August 6 request for demolition rights to the Colonial Inn was denied by the HDC. He has rejected all offers to buy the inn so far, dismissing them as unserious. As 2014 ends, the fate of the Colonial Inn remains uncertain, and Francis Henry remains enigmatic. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Keep it tuned to WCHL throughout the next 2 weeks as we continue to count down our top 10 news stories and newsmakers of the year. And be on the watch for our annual year-end review special airing throughout the next couple of weeks. WCHL News Time at 8:15. Now it's time for traffic, and this report brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. With the traffic this morning, Nikki Morse. Nikki?
Thanks, Jeff. Just some wet roads out there this morning. Nothing significant as far as any accidents or incidents to get in your way. Traffic's still moving very well. Northbound 15-501 as you approach I-40 from Franklin Street. And 40 eastbound, still free of any problems and delay-free as you head towards RTP or the airport exits from Chapel Hill Highway 86. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
Thank you, Nikki. And this report brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Order your honey-baked barbecue ham, smoked or Cajun fried turkey online today at dickies.com before they're all gone. WCHL weather is brought to you by the Carolina Inn. For today, cloudy skies, rain or drizzle likely. Mainly this morning. It will be cooler today as well. Temperature will stay steady in the upper 30s. For tonight, partly cloudy and cold, lows in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the mid 40s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear and cold, lows in the lower 20s. And then for New Year's Day, the first day of 2015, it will be sunny outside with highs in the upper 40s. On Thursday night, partly cloudy skies. It will be cold once again. Again, lows will be in the mid-20s. And for Friday, we're expecting cloudy skies with highs in the upper 40s. Right now, it is 38 outside, and this report brought to you by the Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. WCHL News Time is at 8:17. Thanks for joining us this morning. I'm Jeff Hamlin, substituting for Rod Studs. Law enforcement across North Carolina is asking the public for tips after 35 armed home invasions targeting Asian restaurant owners in 13 counties over the last year. The North Carolina Department of Public Safety says multiple agencies have partnered with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives and the State Bureau of Investigation to ask for help in solving the series of crimes. The department says that in each instance, the assailants surprised the owners and their families when they arrive home from the restaurant. Armed and masked men attack and assault the victims until they cooperate. In each case, cash has been stolen. There have been five invasions in Wayne County as well as in the Nash-Edgecombe County area. The most recent robbery occurred on December 23rd in Wake Forest. Right now it is 8:18 here on 97.9 FM WCHL. As we mentioned earlier this morning, UNC taking on William & Mary tonight. And the Tribe coached by former UNC star Tony Shaver, who played at UNC as a guard from 1972 to 1976. We're pleased to be joined this morning by UNC's Associate Athletic Director for Communications, Steve Kirshner. Steve, great to talk to you again. How are you?
Good to hear from you, Jeff.
Well, it's great to have you back on the air here with us this morning. This is the fourth time this year that UNC has faced a former player. Why do these coaches want to play teams in which they are prohibitive underdogs?
Well, I think it's a great opportunity for a school like William & Mary to come in and play, whether it's UNC or Duke or, you know, school in the ACC. Stronger competition gives them an opportunity to see where their team is at, play in a larger facility, play on national television. So there are lots of advantages for them.
How does this help UNC when they play against teams like East Carolina, UNC, Greensboro, William & Mary, schools of that team, of that ilk?
Well, I think, number one, when you play in-state teams, you know, North Carolina certainly is a target for everybody, whether it's an ACC team or not, but certainly in-state teams have a lot of incentive to play against UNC. You play a good squad like William & Mary. Tony does a great job with them year in, year out. So it's good. You want to have good competition before you play ACC, which begins on Saturday at Clemson. William & Mary 6-4. They're well coached. They're well disciplined team. So I think you want to play good competition. Roy likes to play a lot of home games leading into the ACC season. Certainly, you know, I think we've played about half and half this year of our 13 non-conference games. So you want to have good competition. You like to be able to stay close to home right before the start of ACC play. So there are positives for both teams in this.
It sounds funny to say that a game was memorable when it took place in the NIT, but William & Mary did meet North Carolina in 2010 in the NIT, and that was some atmosphere that night because the game was actually played in Carmichael Arena. Do you remember that, and what did you take from that contest?
Oh, absolutely, I remember that. I remember what I took from it, you know, 5-6 years ago. It was a great atmosphere. It was packed. They were shooting a ton of threes. It was a very close game. I remember Deion Thompson had a big game. Mm-hmm. You know, it was one of those where certainly you want to be playing in the NCAA tournament, not the NIT. But given the fact that we, you know, did play in the NIT, we wanted to win. And we wanted to advance. And I think from there we went on to Starkville and then to UAB before we went to New York. So that team got a lot out of that end of the season. And again, you want to be playing in the NCAA tournament. That's your number one goal. But to play in the NIT and, you know, to have the fans come out and pack Carmichael, it was a great advantage. It certainly was a strong home court advantage. But again, you know, William & Mary, Tony, that was a tough team. I remember they were firing up threes from everywhere.
Yeah, Tony Shaver brings his tribe whenever they play Carolina. Whenever they come to Chapel Hill, they usually arrive ready to play, and I'm sure tonight will be no different. Is this a tough time of the year, the holiday season, for the players, since the players are usually the only ones, the only students on campus, and they have to remain mentally focused to play in these games, yet there is a part of them that kind of yearns to go home for the holidays a little bit?
Well, I don't think so. I mean, Coach gave them 5 days off, and the guys love to play. We probably practice a little bit more during this time than we can when school's in session. The focus is a little bit more on basketball. So he uses this week as a great learning week. The players, like you said, they're one of the few students that are here on campus, so a lot of the focus is on basketball. And I think that it's a preparation for the start of ACC play. And the trick or the catch here is to make sure that you're not looking ahead to the start of ACC play, and remember that you do have a game or two left before that. They came back from Christmas on Christmas night. They had three practices before we played UAB. Did some good things in the UAB game. Still turned the ball over too much, so that was going to be an emphasis in practice after that. So now we have one more non-conference game, and then get to William & Mary. Hopefully we'll win, and then it's on the start of ACC play in Clemson.
Steve Kirshner, the Associate Athletic Director for Communications, joining us this morning here on the WCHL Tuesday Morning News. An 18-game conference schedule now, Steve. Does Coach Williams have to adjust his team and his preparation now that the conference season is longer?
Well, I think what you have to adjust is in the non-conference portion of the schedule, you might not be able to play as many of the national games as you'd like, because you've added two more conference games. And the ACC is so strong. It was always a strong basketball conference, but know, with the additions of the Notre Dame and Syracuse and Louisville and Pitt, you can only schedule so many upper echelon non-conference games now because you don't want to, you know, we're 9-3 right now. People, you know, looking at the three losses, and, you know, why does Carolina have three losses? Well, we played a pretty good schedule.
Mm-hmm.
The teams that we lost to are pretty good. And you can't play everybody in the non-conference schedule that you want to. You've got to be able to go into the conference schedule with some confidence. You've got to go in there with some wins because you know there's going to be a lot of beating each other up in the ACC play. And I think that's just a fact of life now. And as strong as the league is, you've got to kind of schedule in the non-conference. You've got to be smart about how you schedule.
And two of Carolina's first three conference opponents are nationally ranked. After the Clemson game, they have back-to-back games against nationally ranked Notre Dame and nationally ranked Louisville.
They've had some surprising losses, mm-hmm. but they've also had some decent wins. LSU and Arkansas.
Yep.
They've had some good wins. So you know, just saying that, looking at the ranked teams, there are some. Going down to Clemson is never easy. It's the start of ACC play. They're going to want to get off to a good start. So, you know, tonight's an important game. We've got to take care of business and play well and hopefully get a win. And then Coach will have some days to prepare for the Tigers as well.
Absolutely. Well, Steve, thank you so much. It's a long day on game day, and we appreciate you getting up early this morning to talk to us. And have a great 2015.
You too, Jeff. Good to hear you.
Good to hear from you. That's Steve Kirshner joining us this morning in this report and this interview brought to you by Fitch Lumber.
Hey, Ron. It's my favorite time of the year again.
You mean the holidays, David?
I mean basketball season, Ron. But now that you mention the holidays, you should come do some holiday shopping at Fitch Lumber and Hardware. We've got great stocking stuffers and all the tools needed for the weekend warrior fathers out there attempting the ever-growing honey-do list into the new year. From the Fitch Lumber and Hardware family, we wish you and yours a happy and safe holiday season. As always, thanks for your business.
Hard Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Will ESPN please take Lou Holtz off the air? This is Art Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Lou Holtz was a great football coach while he lasted at William & Mary, NC State, Arkansas, Notre Dame, and South Carolina. At each place, he wore out his welcome, and the administrators at those schools were not sorry to see him go, despite the winning records the surly SOB left behind at every stop. ESPN needs to do the same thing for several reasons. His gravelly voice is like sandpaper against a chalkboard, and listen closely to what he says. It's not much an analysis of the modern-day game of football. He talks in generalities and cliches and stays away from the facts because he doesn't know that much about the current teams, coaches, and players. Holtz isn't even as humorous as Lee Corso, the ESPN game day buffoon, who is clearly in la-la land most of the time. But Corso still has the trademark line of "not so fast," and perhaps the funniest bit on sports TV when he picks the favorite by pulling out that team's mascot's head, or sometimes the mascot itself. But at least Corso, who was 79, looks a lot better than the 77-year-old Holtz on TV. High definition has turned Holtz into a sun-dried orange caked with makeup. It's the worst possible look, hair dyed to look like Goldfinger, deep facial crevices where wrinkles are grossly exaggerated by HDTV, those Coke bottle glasses, and that irritating lisp. Holtz is by far the worst-looking, worst-sounding announcer on TV. He must have an ironclad contract or dirty pictures of the ESPN brass, or he would have been paid off by now to go home. It is truly ironic that an industry that parades out young female sideline reporters, one more beautiful than the next, is a grumpy, grouchy, garishly-looking old man who is no longer relevant to the game or his job and still sits in the analyst's chair. Hell, back as a 30-year-old coach with big ears and goofy glasses, he looked like the biggest misfit until his team ran a double reverse on your team and won the game going away. But that was a long, long time ago, when some broadcasts were still in grainy black and white, and the camera was miles away. Now HD video and audio make Holtz look and sound like a caricature of himself. Hey, coach, time to go. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Looking for a classic village lifestyle plus a sophisticated new home? Visit Stanley Martin Homes at Winmore, just off Homestead Road in Chapel Hill. Not only does Winmore offer a pool, playground, trails, and open space, your children can walk to Sewell Elementary and Chapel Hill High School. The UNC bus route stops at Winmore, right near Town Center, too. Stanley Martin Homes offers the best in energy efficiency and a choice of three beautiful designs at Winmore, starting in the 370s. Go see them or go to stanleymartin.com.
Visit our Hot Holiday Deals page and save at least half off now through December 31st. One of our many merchants you'll find is Bell Spa. Choose from two options to get over half off spa services. Come relax, renew, and rejuvenate for the holidays and throughout the new year at Bell Spa. They are focused on providing high-quality services and customer satisfaction and will do everything to meet or exceed your expectations. Find the Hot Holiday Deals page at OurLocalDeal.com. Shop online, shop local, and save big for the holidays.
Coming up, we'll have our weekly Adopt-A-Pet segment that's made possible by Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Chapel Hill. Wait till you see, or at least hear. In fact, you can see it on our Facebook page and at burl.com. But we got some just wonderful dogs. Adorable as all get out. Coming up here for you in just a second. But first, WCHO weather, and that is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. For today, we're expecting cloudy skies, rain or drizzle likely, mainly this morning. It will be cooler with temperatures staying steady in the upper 30s. For tonight, partly cloudy and cold, lows in the upper 20s. And tomorrow for New Year's Eve, mostly sunny during the day, highs in the mid-40s. Right now, it is 38 outside. This report brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fountain drink perfection daily, made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees over their famous chewy ice. Guaranteed to taste great, it's Cruisers. Good to go.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update. I'm Gary Nahn. Distraught relatives of those aboard Air Asia Flight 8501. At Surabaya Airport, reporter Gianrigo Marletta.
A man fainted right away and he was brought out on the stretcher. And after that, it was family members being brought out of the room, some in stretchers, some just screaming in despair.
CBS's Alan Pizzi on the search for bodies and debris.
The crew of one search plane reported seeing a shadow on the seabed that they thought could be what is left of the missing airliner, giving hope that the mystery of what sent it plunging out of control will be solved sooner rather than later.
The Indonesian Navy says at least 40 bodies have been recovered. CBS transportation correspondent Jeff Pegues.
The Navy has been asked to assist in both search and recovery by providing aircraft, ships, and submersibles.
Retired pilot Ross Amer says that finding the plane depends on how it entered the water.
If the aircraft just basically went into a deep stall and nosedove into the ocean, the debris field will be a lot more concentrated.
CBS News Update, I'm Gary Nunn.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Good morning, 8:32 and 38 degrees. I'm Jeff Hamlin, substituting for Ron Stutz on the WCHL Tuesday Morning News. An investigation is ongoing into a shooting last Tuesday in Hillsboro. WCHL's Blake Hodge has the latest.
A shooting was reported in Hillsboro on the afternoon of Tuesday, December 23rd. Lieutenant Davis Tremmer with the Hillsboro Police Department explains.
We had a shooting incident that occurred on Torrange Street in Hillsboro, and what we know so far is that several shots were fired and three people were injured as a result of the shooting.
Lieutenant Trimmer says that all of the victims received medical attention for their wounds at Duke University Medical Center.
Two were slightly injured. They were treated and released from the hospital, and I believe that the third one was treated at the hospital and released either the next day or the day after.
Lieutenant Trimmer adds that they are still looking into the details of the incident at this time.
We're still trying to run down exactly what it was that occurred in this incident. And the three that were injured, it's possible that there was more than them involved, but at this point, we think that those were the only ones involved.
The police department is still following several tips in the case as well, according to Lieutenant Tremmer.
We have some leads that we're exploring in this, and some idea of who might have been involved, but the investigation is definitely ongoing.
And if you have any information that would be helpful to the Hillsborough Police Department in their investigation into the shooting from the afternoon of December 23rd that left three victims wounded, please contact law enforcement. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The 19th-ranked UNC men's basketball team, 9-3 on the season, wraps up its non-conference slate tonight against 6-4 William & Mary. It's the Tar Heels' final tune-up before ACC play. It's a 7 o'clock tip-off at the Smith Center, and with a preview, WCHL's Matt Oaks.
With ACC action on the horizon, UNC head coach Roy Williams is emphasizing the importance of getting some good work in during this final week of 2014.
This coming week will be a really good week for us because it's the first time in quite a while, really, that we've had that we'll be able to get some practice time. We had no practice time hardly at all before Kentucky, and then week off this time, so next week it'll be extremely important for us.
But practice alone can't always simulate the stresses and strains encountered in a competitive game. Luckily for the Tar Heels, they get a chance to face off with the Tribe of William & Mary, whose proclivity for the three-point shot should get UNC's full attention. In fact, over the past five contests, William & Mary has been shooting at a 44.6% clip from three-point range. Tribe head coach and former Tar Heel Tony Shaver will be hoping the hot shooting continues against his alma mater. As for the Tar Heels, junior forward Bryce Johnson says the team must play with more of a sense of urgency Tuesday night.
Still a little more sense of urgency on the defensive end. I mean, didn't fly around as much as we should have, but it's in some spurts of the game we did do those type of things, and I mean, we really did well during those times of the game that we did do that.
Coach Williams says the confidence needs to continue to build for young shooters like freshman Justin Jackson, who's been hesitant to pull the trigger on open looks far too much for his coach's liking.
I got mad at him because Marcus wanted him to shoot the ball. Everybody wanted him to shoot it, and he didn't shoot it, so I screamed at him, told him to shoot the ball or come over and sit down. So the next two times he got it, he shot it, and I think that was really good for him, but it was also really good for our team. We need somebody to step up, and I've said all year I think he's really going to be a good shooter, and I think those were big for his confidence.
Now 12 games into the season, Coach Williams says he's making no excuses for the trio of talented Tar Heel freshmen, Jackson, Joel Berry, and Theo Pinson.
12 games now, so should be more comfortable, and yet I agree with you that they are freshmen, and you've got to understand that, but I'm trying to push them through that because kids, sometimes they'll keep using that as an excuse, and I don't want that.
On the other side of the experience spectrum, William & Mary senior sharpshooter Marcus Thornton is averaging 19.3 points per game on a laser-like 48.8% shooting. Expect Thornton to throw the deep ball up early and often Tuesday night. But the Tar Heels are hoping to counter with a perimeter assault of their own. Junior point guard Marcus Page says knocking down shots from behind the arc completely changes the dynamics of the UNC offense.
Yeah, it's really important. And then, you know, some games it might not be Justin. It might have to be Nate or Joel or Theo, you know. But just having somebody that can knock down shots, just it really dictates how we can play offensively because it's hard to pound the ball inside when teams pack it in. You know, so when we have a couple outside shots go in, we can attack lanes, we can throw the ball into Kennedy and Bryce and give them room to, you know, make their plays.
Carolina leads the all-time series with William & Mary 19-3 and decisively won the most recent meeting 85-60 in 2010. Matt Oaks, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The 9th-ranked UNC women's basketball team will also return to action today. They are 11-1 on the season, and they will face Albany today in a rare weekday afternoon game at Carmichael Arena. That will be a 2 o'clock start today at Carmichael. The UNC women have two remaining tune-up games before opening ACC action against NC State on Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock, a game that will be broadcast here on WCHL. The good news for UNC is it won't have to leave the comfy confines of Chapel Hill for the foreseeable future. They play their next three games at home. The only previous meeting between UNC and Albany was in the 2013 NCAA tournament first round, and that was a tight win for Carolina. The Tar Heels managed to knock off the Great Danes 59-54. It would appear the Great Danes will be overmatched this time around. Alicia Gray averaging 19.5 points and 7.8 rebounds per game to lead a Carolina offense that boasts numerous scoring threats. What's more, the Tar Heels are the only squad in the country with four wins over top 25 teams this season. The only loss for the Tar Heels so far this year came against number 13 Oregon State. You can hear that game right. You can hear that game actually on GoHeels.com today. That game with the UNC women, and you can also see it also on GoHeels.com as well. So listen in for that. And again, we'll have coverage of the UNC men starting tonight at 5:30. As we'll have coverage of the UNC men versus William and Mary with countdown to tip off 7 o'clock. The tip off between the Tribe and the Tar Heel, the final basketball game for the calendar year 2014 for UNC. Right now, 8:39, and coming up, we'll have our Adopt a Pet segment that is coming up straight ahead.
Hey, Vapor Girl, tell us about your e-liquid flavors.
In 30 seconds, impossible. We manufacture in Chapel Hill more than 250 original flavors.
Well, what's in your e-liquid?
Well, we use only nicotine from North Carolina tobacco.
What's your favorite?
My favorite e-liquid is Angel Lust, and it tastes just like strawberry shortcake.
Wow, Vapor Girl, I've got to go to your store and try all those flavors. Just go to thevaporgirl.com and click on retail stores for Google Maps and phone numbers.
It was fun being Michelangelo, but I didn't have a Geico car insurance. You might not believe that a guy who did the Sistine Chapel and some great sculptures would feel unfulfilled, but I never had a Geico, a company that's been churning out savings since 1936. That's over 75 years. Mamma mia! Did I just say that? So take it from a pro, Michelangelo, and switch it to Geico. That rhymed!
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
At Best Tile, we are a local store with a global selection. Local, as we are a family business conveniently located just down the road at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, where our team of in-house designers are ready to assist in finding the tile and stone that's right for you. And global, as we are one of the largest importers of tile and stone in the nation, with a focus on premier products from countries like Spain, Italy, and the U.S., where you are assured products are created responsibly. Local store, global selection, Best Tile. Stop by and see us on Garrett Road or find us online at besttile.com.
With BMW's Happier Holiday event and a holiday credit up to $3,500, this holiday season will truly be the happiest in history. I'm Gerald Ramoine, General Manager of Performance BMW in Chapel Hill. Hurry into Performance BMW for the Happier Holiday event and lease a new 2015 BMW 320i for $339 per month. That's the ultimate driving machine with ultimate service that includes no-cost maintenance for up to 4 years or 50,000 miles for $339 per month. Yes, the performance promise is always included. For a little extra wow, that means you'll always receive the best service for outstanding value. Happy holidays from Performance BMW and Chapel Hill. Visit our virtual showroom at performancebmwchapelhill.com.
Stock number BB4106. 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. Based on MSRP of $33,700 and selling price of $36,45. $2,000 due at signing. Excludes tax, tag, and $649 admin fee. Dealer retains holiday credit. Financing with approved credit through BMW FS. See dealer for details. Take delivery before 31 December 2014. Visit BMWUSAUltimateService.com for details.
BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2014 Center of Excellence. Wow.
8:41 on 97.9 FM WCHL. I'm Jeff Hamlin, substituting for Rod Studs. Time now for Adopt a Pet, made possible by Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Chapel Hill. Every Tuesday at Wolfgang is Teacher Appreciation Day, so teachers visit them in Meadowmont today for discounts on retail and grooming, plus a free treat with purchase. Wolfgang Chapel Hill supports finding your next pet to pamper through Adopt a Pet. And joining us this morning is Dirk Wilcott from the Orange County Animal Shelter. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
And you have brought in two dogs that are not used to being out in public quite yet. You were telling me quite a story about them. And in fact, our salespeople can't resist themselves. The members of the front office have come into the control room bright and early just so they can pet them. Nikki has come in early as well, so she can pet one of the dogs. Why don't you tell us the story about these dogs? What are their names, first of all?
So with me today, I've got Milam and Fagan, okay. And they're 2 of 7. And the story, so there were two dogs that were abandoned in Durham near an industrial park. And it was a park where a lot of guys had shops, woodworkers, and construction people. And they began setting out food for the two dogs. And then they noticed that the mom was pregnant. And so they continued to feed them. The male wouldn't come to them, but Bonnie would come periodically to them. And then the two dogs just disappeared. And so there was a search out, and they put flyers all around town to find Bonnie and Clyde. So they had named the mother and father Bonnie and Clyde. And then they found Bonnie a few days later She had given birth to her litter under a pickup truck in an abandoned field across the highway. So it was just a miracle that they were rescued. Yeah. The carpenter Ryan brought him back into their shop, built a whelping box for the puppies, and then had them for the first couple nights. And then a neighbor of ours put out to the listserv the need for a foster family for the puppies and for the mom. And so we converted our dining room into a puppy room, and Ryan, the carpenter, had kind of built walls to be able to kind of keep separation between our cats and the puppies. And so we've had them now for 3 weeks, and they're so much fun. They're exceptionally healthy. Independent Animal Rescue, we're working through Independent Animal Rescue, and they've had all of the vet care for the puppies, and everyone's healthy and happy.
Well, it's going to get very easy to be attached to one of these dogs mm-hmm. if somebody rescues them, because Nikki has already gotten attached.
He's so sweet. I want him.
This is Milan, right?
That is Milan,
yeah,
right.
That is Milan, and Fagan's the other one. Now, Milan is a beige-colored dog. What type of dog is it?
Yeah, so Bonnie, the mom, it has a lot of lab in her. Okay. She's actually kind of a puppy herself, so she was not well treated, mm-hmm. And so we didn't know what we were getting with Bonnie when we first brought her in. And about a week into having her, she converted right back into what you would expect a dog to be, just happy and affectionate and a total puppy. The vets think that she's probably about 2 years old. The litter, there's two beige, two chocolate, and then three black.
Okay.
And I have with me today a beige and a chocolate.
It's just adorable.
Yeah, and they're a lot of fun, and they're sweet, and I don't know if anyone's ever had, I mean, I'd never had puppies growing up or a litter of puppies, and just to see their eyes open and the affection they have for each other and the amount of kind of energy they have with each other when as they play has been a lot of fun.
Well, it's wonderful to see, and that's an amazing story. We're very happy that those dogs are still alive, and they are available right now for adoption. We encourage you to do so. How can people get in touch with you in order to adopt these dogs?
Yep. So you'd want to go to animalrescue.net, .net instead of .com, so animalrescue.net. You'll see pictures of the seven of them up there. They were pictures that were taken really almost right after they were newborn. I don't think the pictures do any kind of justice for the puppies at all, but
no.
Animalrescue.net. And then there's an event. Independent Animal Rescue does adoption events every weekend. And this next weekend on Saturday at Barnes Supply in Durham, there's going to be an event, and we'll have a couple of puppies there.
Okay, so at Barnes Supply in Durham is where that's going to take place.
And that's on that's Saturday, and it's at noon at Barnes Supply.
Okay, so it's the perfect way to ring in the new year with a dog if you're feeling a little lonely, or any type of pet when you get right down to it. Well, Dirk, we thank you so much for your time, as always. I know Nikki and everybody else would like to thank you as well, because...
Yes, you're so sweet.
Absolutely, yes.
Thank you very much.
Nikki's not even ready to do the traffic right now.
They're so cute.
Yes.
And cuddly, and they gave me kisses. I probably don't have any more makeup left.
Well, that's okay. It's radio, so no one will notice. Anyhow, that's our Adopt a Pet segment, once again made possible by Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Chapel Hill. And it's time now for traffic, and this report is brought to you by Glass Half Full. And with the report, whether she's ready or not, it is Nikki Morris. Nikki.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. It's looking really good on the roadways this morning. No reports of any problems still, and no major delays to get in your way if you're getting ready to leave the house. Northbound Fordham Boulevard is still in really good condition from Greensboro Street to 54. 15501 also doing well both directions between Franklin Street and Garrett. And if you're traveling 40 eastbound, looks like a smooth ride all the way into RTP from Chapel Hill from Highway 54 through the airport exits. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
Thank you, Nikki. And this report is brought to you by Glass Half Full, the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Online at glasshalffullcarrboro.com. Good food, good wine, and lots of fun, too. WCHL weather is brought to you by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. For today, cloudy, rain or drizzle likely, mainly this morning. It's going to be cooler today. Temperature will stay steady in the upper 30s. For tonight, partly cloudy and cold, lows in the upper 20s. Right now it's 38 outside. This report brought to you by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Nothing beats Five Guys hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings. And their fresh-cut Idaho fries as well. Five Guys in Metamont Village. We'll have a commentary from Ellie Kinnaird coming up in just a moment.
Beethoven, what's wrong?
Ah, I'm trying to compose my ode to joy, but how can I be joyous when I'm so hungry?
Why don't you try Bread Mints? They've got everything from sandwiches to scrambled eggs. It's my favorite spot in town.
Gott in Himmel, that's it! Breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily. Lots of food, not much to pay. Go to Bread Mints, come to Bread Mints. Eat at Bread Mints every day.
Bread Mints Restaurant, a Chapel Hill tradition.
You're a genius, Beethoven.
Donkey Shane.
Are you cleaning out closets after the holidays in preparation for the new year? Hi, this is Barbara Jessie Black, Executive Director of the PTA Thrift Shop, where we are happy to accept your gently used items at our Carrboro and Chapel Hill locations. You can donate at either location Monday through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. And just as a reminder, we are closed for donations on Sundays. Wishing you a happy new year from the PTA Thrift Shop. So much more than a thrift store.
There are many reasons people sell gold and silver to Jewel Recycle in University Mall. Inheritance of unwanted jewelry and flatware, gifts from the ex, downsizing, or just for a little extra cash. But did you know the manufacturer of an average gold ring creates more than 20 tons of mining waste? Selling unused jewelry is the green thing to do. Jewel Recycle in University Mall is the Triangle's top gold buyer. Visit them for a no-obligation, generous offer. Also on the web at jewelrecycle.com.
This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know that 70% of the people over the age of 65 will require long-term care? Today, 1 year of long-term care is estimated to cost $75,000, and in 30 years, it will rise to $250,000. The average age of a buyer is 57, when most people can qualify for good health discounts. A long-term care policy protects you in case you lose the capacity for independent living. Call my office at 913-1144 to schedule a complete review of your insurance. This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know?
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Ellie Kinnaird. After my Grinch commentary over the trivial war on Christmas about whether store clerks should greet shoppers with Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays, I got mixed reviews. Most people chuckled, but one who apparently subscribes to the serious business of ranging on exhausted store clerks who don't say the right phrase, or condemning those awful store owners who force their clerks to say Happy Holidays, did a commentary about it. So today I want to laud those who do the real work of Christmas, who put the real meaning of both Christmas and Hanukkah into action. A miracle worker in Raleigh, Mary Brown, for 5 years has put together a free Christmas meal for the homeless and hungry at the downtown City Market. Stores and restaurants donate food, and volunteers drive up with hams, chicken, cakes, and coffee, even a whole pig this year. A former NC State and professional basketball player brought hats and blankets. Others volunteered, so many that they couldn't all help serve the needy in line. The Durham Rescue Mission did the same for the 40th year. A Methodist church in North Raleigh decided to forego gifts and cards for themselves to give thousands of dollars to a school in Haiti. Our interfaith council served the homeless here in Chapel Hill. These acts of kindness were replicated all over our state and our nation. So no matter what you say, just help out in any way you can to make it a truly happy holiday for those who might not have one without you. This is Ellie Kinnaird.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happened. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
And it's time now for our word of the day, presented by Franklin Street Realty. Nudnik is the word of the day. N-U-D-N-I-K. Tell us what it means. Just define it, and you'll be today's winner of the word of the day, presented by Franklin Street Realty. We'll have the Village Pride Award winner coming up.
I'm David Fitch of Fitch Lumber and Hardware. Just like on the basketball court, teamwork is what you need to take on any home project. Stop by and team up with Fitch Lumber and Hardware to score big on your upcoming goals. We can help. Get the local home court advantage at Fitch Lumber and Hardware, 309 North Greensboro Street in Carrboro, or call us at 919-942-3153. And as always, thanks for your business and continuing to make Fitch Lumber and Hardware a family tradition.
Start your new year off right with exceptional cuisine made by executive chef James Clark and his talented culinary team at the Carolina Inn. This amazing New Year's Eve dinner is offered as a three-course meal and a champagne toast from 5:30 until 10 p.m. Ring in the new year with a delectable meal from Carolina Crossroads, including favorites such as cast iron roasted lobster and tenderloin with scallops. Toast the new year and celebrate the evening at the Carolina Inn. Don't wait. Make your reservations today. Visit CarolinaInn.com for more information. The Carolina Inn, where we come by Southern naturally.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Susan and Paul Sharesian have launched a fundraiser for the old Varsity Theater in downtown Chapel Hill.
The Varsity Theater with the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership has launched a Kickstarter campaign, and the project is basically trying to raise funds so we can convert at least one of our theaters from 35mm to digital projection.
Hollywood has stopped producing film, so we need to convert to digital in order to stay viable in the market. And without being able to display digital projection, there's a possibility that we could go out of business or go dark.
Susan and Paul Sharesian are today's WCHL hometown hero because of their extensive involvement in the community.
Since we've taken over, between showing the movies and seeing the different folks, all walks of life, between the student life and the folks that live here, part of our plan when we opened the theater was, in addition to running movies, we would run a community events. And as you mentioned, the Community Owned Trust runs the annual Christmas show at The Wonderful Life, and we do so many different shows, and we just get so many people in a place that don't actually go downtown all the time. So it's just interesting to see those folks come down. And it's, you know, both of us are involved in the community in different ways. I coach sporting teams within, you know, the Carrboro Rec. Susan, she's the president of the Booster Club at Chapel Hill High, so we're involved anyway. So it's just a different way that we reach out.
The Varsity Theater is the Chapel Hill downtown treasure.
When we took over the Varsity 5 years ago, it was really important for us to make a place where families could go for an affordable night out, or students could go on a student budget. And we've maintained that for the last 5 years. And one of the reasons that we've decided to do the Kickstarter campaign was to be able to afford to keep our prices low. We need help from the community to raise the funds to digitize. If we invested, then that would make prices go probably too high and make it unaffordable.
Make it more like a regular theater.
Yeah, make it more like a regular theater.
I know that you've supported so many organizations: Chapel Hill, Carrboro City Schools, Porch, UNC Relay for Life, Sweet Melissa Fund, Color of the Hills, Kajaja, and a whole lot more. And now it's time for everybody to give back to you. So how do folks get involved with this Kickstarter campaign, Paul?
Through the Downtown Partnership, there was a website created called Varsity Goes Digital, which basically points directly to the Kickstarter campaign. Mm-hmm. And once you go on that site on Kickstarter, there's the full story of what we're doing. We produced a video, and basically you can just see how to get involved. We have a bunch of different awards for levels of contribution, and we made them fun, made them different. The goal is to raise $50,000. To convert at least one theater. If we exceed that goal, then we would convert the second theater. We just got to keep the ball rolling and get this done.
Paul and Susan Sharesian, you are today's WCHL Hometown Heroes.
Thank you very much, Ron.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Still no winner in our Word of the Day contest. The word is Nudnik. Define it. Nudnik. 929-WCHL. Number to call, 929-9245.
Performance BMW in Chapel Hill is kicking off the holiday season with the BMW Happier Holiday Event, making this holiday season truly the happiest in history. I'm Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance BMW in Chapel Hill.
Hurry into Performance BMW for the Happier Holiday Event and lease a certified pre-owned Elite 2014 BMW 328i for $348 per month. That's a certified pre-owned Elite 2014 BMW 328i for $348 per month.
Wow! Yes, the performance promise is always included for a little extra wow. That means you'll always receive the best service from an enthusiastic and professional staff for an outstanding value. Happy holidays from Performance BMW in Chapel Hill. Visit our virtual showroom at performancebmwchapelhill.com.
Stock number LB4424, 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. Based on MSRP of $42,375 and selling price of $36,000 with $43,999 due at signing. Excludes tax, tag, and $649 admin fee. Dealer retains holiday credit. Financing with approved credit through BMW FS. See dealer for details. Take delivery before 31 December 2014. Visit BMWUSAUltimateService.com for details.
Certified pre-owned BMWs are covered up to an additional 2 years or 50,000 miles when the new car warranty expires.
BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2014 Center of Excellence. Wow.
This is Chris Culbreth with Tony Holland Associates.
With the holidays at hand and the new year just around the corner, Tony Hall & Associates is active in our local real estate market. So if you're considering purchasing or selling a home, let us put our diligence and our experience to work for you. Please call 919-933-8500 or visit us at TonyHallAssociates.com. This has been Chris Culbreth, and remember, at Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list homes, we sell them.
Great deals are here. Visit our Hot Holiday Deals page and save at least half off now through December 31st. One of the many merchants you'll find is Complete Chiropractic Sports and Wellness. Complete Chiropractic Sports and Wellness is excited to offer a one-hour massage with a chiropractic consultation, exam, and treatment for $59, a $290 value. That's 80% off. Give the gift of wellness this year from a team of experienced and dedicated doctors providing non-invasive, holistic care. Find the Hot Holiday Deals page at OurLocalDeal.com. Shop online, shop local, and save big for the holidays.
WCHO weather brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. Today, we're expecting cloudy skies, mainly in the morning. Temperature will stay steady in the upper 30s. This weather report brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. Whether you need a new watch battery, an engagement ring, or that custom piece you've been dreaming of, Grimble Jewelers is there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jewelers in the Village Plaza next to Whole Foods.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online